it may be as bad as that?
Yes, I think so, Doctor. I think we're being drawn into a trap. The ones that got me and the Jupiter out of the way. Well, they hope to accomplish their evil plans. Thing is, it's my job to stop them.
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Far Star.
When the world is troubled and you need a mighty friend who will come on your jungle and be fighting to the end.
Yes, Black Cat Peanut Butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste, well, children love it.
Black Cat Peanut Butter, it's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the
you speak. It's my job to stop them.
Well, maybe it's confidence from experience, Doctor.
Perhaps.
Strange person. The whole setup is strange. The fact that someone called Cat who sounds like her is trying to contact us. Did contact us. Now it's contacting her now. But why? Because she's part of Project Far Star? Or is she being used?
The person Ket, when she was placed in the astral bubble, she gave us certain of her powers to use.
This is good.
Let me explain these powers to you. We are the rulers of Armageddon, but we are bound by our astral shapes. Persons of the type of Ket who once ruled on this planet, they're of the same shape, the same conformation as those on Earth. They're very much like Earthlings, you know this. Now, Ket and her kind, now our subjects, do have certain powers. That of the power of thought, of false thought. She has been in contact with a woman of the earth. Her name is Dr. Ket. A coincidence, the names. But to make contact, the Ket now in the astral bubble assumed the voice, with certain changes, of the earth Ket. This earth Ket is now on her way to us.
And the Ket of the kind that once ruled Armageddon?
As I say, a prisoner doomed to ride the heavens and to die from radiation.
This power...
It is a power that she has given us unknown to her. She has spoken to an Earth person. She has planted herself in the mind of that person. Therefore, we are able to make contact with that person. Listen now. Who speaks?
I am Ket of Armageddon.
It is that woman.
I am Ket of Armageddon.
Of? That is the voice of the simulator, a robot trained by me to sound like our prisoner. And with our knowledge of reach across the stars, I've already tried our power, and it works. Grantor, play the impression.
How confidently you speak. It's my job to stop them.
Well, maybe it's confidence from experience, Doctor.
Perhaps.
Strange person. The whole setup is strange. The fact that someone called Ket, who sounds like her, is trying to contact us. Did contact us. Is now contacting her. Why? If she's part of Project Far Star, or is she being used? I wonder.
The voices of Dr. Ket, Earthling, and Jet Jungle, cut. Do you not see, my friends? What you've just heard is part of a conversation that occurred hours ago between Jungle and Dr. Ket. We are able to trace it on our simulators because the woman Ket, of the kind that once ruled Armageddon before we conquered them, she is planted in the Dr. Ket, a source from which we may draw.
We are draining her memory?
We are draining all that occurs to her and all to whom she speaks.
In other words, nothing these earthlings do is unknown to us?
Nothing. And now, Krantov?
Yes?
Allow me to speak to the woman who is called an American. She still days from us, traveling at the speed of light. Allow me to speak to her, to her mind. Make this so. Dr. Ket, do you hear me? I am Norrin of the astral beings, rulers of Armageddon. We are friends, you and I. Listen to me. Listen to me while I talk to you as a friend. Soon you will be with us.
Someone trying to contact her. She's restless, tossing and turning. Sam's asleep, so is Spaghetti, and so is Jupiter. I'm fairly tired now, so I should be, but Dr. Ket. Someone or something is trying to get through to her. I know it.
Yes.
Oh, you're awake, Spaghetti.
Yes, I wasn't. I wouldn't be talking to you, huh?
Well, I don't know. You could be chatting to me in your sleep.
Yeah, what's happening? You're worried. I can see it.
Come over here, Spaghetti, will you?
Yeah.
Just have a look at Dr. Ket.
Yeah, with pleasure.
No, I mean it.
Yeah, so do I.
Please, Spaghetti.
Okay, I behave myself. What about her?
All of us fast asleep. Well, we have slept. It's been a good deep sleep, but not her. I checked with the relief chaps in Fast Hour 2 and 3. Their companions are sleeping soundly. You slept well. Sam is sleeping well right now, so is Jupiter. Of us all, Dr. Ket isn't.
Yeah, so maybe she has insomnia.
Don't try funnies now, please.
Actually, if I'm not, I'm being serious. Maybe she is a bad sleeper.
Okay, I get you. Maybe, but she's trying to say something, Spaghetti. I know she is. She's talking to someone in her sleep, in her dreams.
Yeah, the person from the stars of the same name?
Maybe.
And maybe not.
Are we on the same wavelength?
I think so. Maybe. Mamma mia, it could be. But someone from there, where we are heading, is trying to contact us. This person is called Ket. But if that person is being used...
Yes.
And for some reason we are being taken into the trap...
Mm-hmm.
Can we get closer to her?
You wouldn't hear a thing.
Yeah, you are wrong. You would hear her replies, maybe. Not her thoughts, but her vocal replies, if she makes any.
That's true, Spaghetti. Okay, come on.
No, I don't want to. What? When? I see.
Speak up, woman.
Where? What's your name? What? Oh, okay. When we arrive at Armageddon, you want me to lead them to you? Yes, but... Oh, very well. I shall lead them to you. You order me? Norrin of the astral being? Yes. Very well.
And what things we get is that we humans tend to talk a little in our sleep. So, Norrin, astral being. Any answers yet?
Nope.
We are running into trouble.
Well, we're moving into a trap, obviously.
At least it's a matter of which, isn't it? Why did we stay down there at the Lion's Peak?
Because it's our duty to fight evil.
Your duty.
And yours.
Who says?
I do.
I abdicate.
From?
Anything you care to name. You do the fighting. I stay in a spaceship.
Spaghetti, please.
Okay.
No.
Now, you've wakened Sam as well.
Yeah, my heart bleeds. If I'm going to be let into a trap, then she can know as well. Sam!
Spaghetti!
I'm not being serious, but she should be told about things.
What? What's that?
We've got something to tell you, Sam.
Yes?
I think we're being led into a trap.
Oh, that. I knew that all along. But you know how to deal with things like that, Jet. Right.
Yeah, lovely, wonderful, and charming. Also, things like scorpions and mambas waiting for us. And she sleeps. Now, you shut up, Black Cat. What do you know from traps? What do you know from anything? Get time too old to play games. And dock one of the spaceships and send me home to Earth, please.
Spaghetti, you could be intercepted on the way back.
You think so?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, cancel it.
Do you know what I think?
That I'm a coward? You are entitled to your opinion.
Spaghetti, listen to me for a moment, please.
I am listening. Which does not mean that I'm paying attention, but I'm listening. Carry on, please.
Look, I think, one, the person called Ket, I don't mean the doctor here, I think the person called Ket is a friend.
Two?
Well, I think we have to try and contact her.
Three?
If we contact her, we may know what's up there at Armageddon.
Yeah? So how?
No, I don't know. I'm as puzzled by all this as you are, Spaghetti. Hey.
Something is happening. Red lights flashing.
Hang on. Let me check. Hey, you know what that was? An indication of a solar disturbance. Perhaps a nova.
An exploding star. A new star?
That's right.
And we will have problems passing through it.
I don't think so, Spaghetti. Jungle calling Far Star 2 and 3. Duty men. All okay?
All okay, Jet. Some kind of solar disturbance is on the go, huh? But that's okay with us.
Okay, here in Far Star 3, Jet.
All right, fine, chaps. I was just checking with you, that's all.
Yeah, some time yet to go before we get to Armageddon, huh?
Yes, Spaghetti, a couple of days still.
But someone may be watching us all the time, huh?
Wonderful. You have heard all their conversations.
Yes.
They cannot escape us. Through the mind of Dr. Kett, we read their thoughts, hear their thoughts. A solar movement, and our prisoner in the astral bubble? I wonder.
That's a pretty healthy roar from one of the kings of the jungle. They're healthy because they eat plenty of what's good for them. It's the same with you growing youngsters. Eat a healthy breakfast of nourishing jungle oats, and you're roaring to go.
Mom, I won the 400 meter race. And I'm in the first soccer team for Saturday.
That's Jungle Talk.
Mom, I scored twice at hockey, and I'm going riding with Julia on Sunday.
That's Jungle Talk. Eat good, nourishing jungle oats for breakfast every day, and you're roaring to take on anything. Jungle Oats, South Africa's champion energy breakfast.
Jet.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't if I'm right. Outside the window, a bubble with a woman in it. Oh, funny the things one imagines, right? Imagined? She's waving at me.
Hey, kids. Jet Jungle bicycles are at all OK furniture branches. Only 69 Rand, with free crash helmet for club members.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.